1 John chapter 2 and also chapter 4. 1 John chapter 2, we'll read verse 6, and then we'll read verse 3 of chapter 4. 1 John 2, verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. These two verses teach the type or kind of life that the saved individual is to live. We see in 1 John 2 and verse 6 that we're to walk even as he walked. We also see the character of the world in which we are to live this life. In 1 John 4 and verse 3, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, and even now already is it in the world. So I want to speak this morning on the Christ life in an Antichrist world. We are called upon to live a Christ life, and we do live in an Antichrist world. So we want to first of all consider the spirit of Antichrist as it is in the world. In 1 John 4 and verse 3, we read of the spirit of Antichrist. It's not talking about the Antichrist, but it's talking about a spirit of Antichrist. The word spirit would convey the idea of attitude. The attitude of Antichrist is in the world. It would convey the idea of intention or the real meaning behind something. The spirit of Antichrist. Now the word Antichrist, the word anti, has reference to that which is opposed to Christ. That which is against Christ. That which is opposite of Christ. Stands rival to Christ. That which is unlike Christ. That which seeks to reverse or undo what Christ does. So the word anti-Christ speaks of an enmity against Christ. Again, the key meaning is it's simply against Christ. And everything is either for Christ or against Christ. Christ is light. The spirit of Antichrist is darkness. Christ is truth. The spirit of Antichrist is error or is a lie. Christ is righteousness. The spirit of Antichrist is unclean. Jesus Christ is the way to God. The spirit of Antichrist is a departure from God. But again, it is the exact opposite. Now, here in 1 John 4 and verse 3, the word Antichrist is defined by the phrase, is not of God. Is not of God. That which is Antichrist is not of God. So when we talk about the spirit of Antichrist, We're talking about that which is against God, that which is against Christ, that which is not of God. Now, we are told here in 1 John 4 and verse 3 that the spirit of Antichrist, even now, already is it in the world. In other words, the attitude and the intention of the world is Antichrist. So therefore, we should not be surprised by the present goings-ons, because the spirit of Antichrist is in the world. And the spirit of Antichrist is very active in the world. Again, the word spirit means that which is behind something. And what is it today that is behind the so-called issue of separation of church and state? What's behind that? The spirit of Antichrist. What is behind the removal of prayer and the mention of God in public places? What's behind that? The spirit of Antichrist. It's not simply a political party that is behind these things. It's not simply a group of individuals that is behind these things. It is the very spirit of Antichrist. And we need to realize that. What is behind political correctness today? Well, I believe the spirit of Antichrist. They want us to say things now that doesn't mean anything. And that is the spirit of Antichrist. What is behind the redefining of words? The spirit of Antichrist. What is behind the so-called new translations of the Word of God? The spirit of Antichrist. What is behind Marxism? What is behind communism? What is behind socialism? What is behind a new world order? The spirit of Antichrist. Everywhere we turn, we see the spirit of Antichrist is at work. What is behind many of the policies of the world today? The spirit of Antichrist. What is behind many of the philosophies? The spirit of Antichrist. What is behind many of the human reasonings and the manners of the world? The spirit of Antichrist. What is behind much of the fashion of today? The spirit of Antichrist. What is behind much of the entertainment industry today? The spirit of Antichrist. Again, everywhere we go, we see the spirit of Antichrist. The world is filled with that which is in direct opposition to Jesus Christ. Filled with that which is very, very unlike Jesus Christ. Filled with that which seeks to reverse and undo everything that Christ does and everything that Christ stands for. The spirit of Antichrist seeks to reverse it. Seeks to undo it. The spirit of Antichrist, which is so prevalent in the world today, is a spirit of ignorance. It is a spirit of indifference, and it is a spirit of rejection of truth. The spirit of Antichrist finds Jesus Christ to be an annoyance today. Jesus Christ annoys the ACLU today. I mean, they are annoyed at the very thought of Jesus Christ. They are annoyed at the very thought of God. And not only the ACLU, but much of our court systems, much of our educational system, our political system, what is behind it all is the spirit of Antichrist. And they find Jesus Christ to be quite an annoyance
and they find Jesus Christ to be an inconvenience to their lifestyle. And Jesus Christ is an inconvenience to the lifestyle of most of the world today. They find Jesus Christ to be a bother. They find Jesus Christ to be an irritation. And the very mention of His name irritates them. Isn't it amazing today that the name of Hitler or the name of Karl Marx doesn't irritate people, but the name of Jesus Christ is very irritating to many people. They find Jesus Christ to be quite a problem. Really, the truth is, the ACLU and all their kind, they really don't know what to do with Jesus Christ. He's such a problem to them. This is the spirit of Antichrist. They find Christ to be a pest. They find the laws of Christ and the ways of Christ to be a pest. And they find it to be quite an aggravation. The world under the direction of the spirit of Antichrist finds Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, the Almighty God, the glory of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. They find Him, again, to be a problem. They find Him to be a nuisance. And the spirit of Antichrist is very intolerant. Isn't it amazing? All the people preaching a message of tolerance are some of the most intolerant people on planet Earth. Because the spirit of Antichrist finds Jesus Christ, they are very intolerant of Jesus Christ. They're very intolerant of right and wrong, black and white. They're intolerant of these things. The spirit of Antichrist finds the laws of Christ and the ways of Christ to be unbearable. It's amazing to me what the world bears and what the world finds to be unbearable. And what they find to be distasteful. Isn't it amazing today that Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior of sinners, God Almighty Himself, is distasteful to many today. They find Him to be unappealing. The world under the direction of the spirit of Antichrist has great resentment toward Jesus Christ. Great resentment toward the laws of Christ. Great resentment toward the ways of Jesus Christ. And a world under the direction of the spirit of Antichrist feels insulted by Jesus Christ. And somehow this world today, under the direction of the spirit of Antichrist, somehow they feel that they have been wronged by Jesus Christ. It's no wonder that they find Christ to be such a pest. A world under the direction and under the sway of the spirit of Antichrist is outraged by Jesus Christ. It doesn't take much today to outrage the public. All it takes is for a public official to state his stand and position as a child of God. And the world is outraged. What is behind it all? The spirit of Antichrist. The world under the direction of the spirit of Antichrist finds Jesus Christ, the restorer of all things, the savior of sinners. Again, they find Him to be quite a pest, quite a problem. In our culture, under the direction of the spirit of Antichrist, is one that is thoroughly humanistic. What is behind humanism? The spirit of Antichrist. What is behind evolutional thinking, the spirit of Antichrist, what is behind so-called individualism? Is it not again the spirit of Antichrist? What is behind all the immorality? Again, it is the spirit of Antichrist. What is behind the cesspool of ungodliness and vileness and wickedness and abomination? Is it not the spirit of Antichrist? I'm telling you, everywhere you go, we see the direction and the sway and the power of the spirit of Antichrist. The inclination of the world is Antichrist. The tenor of the world, the mood of the world, the current, the trend of the world is Antichrist. And therefore, the child of God can expect in an Antichrist world to find difficulty. You can expect to find resistance. If you take the side of Jesus Christ on any issue, you will meet with resistance because we live in an Antichrist world. You can expect resistance. You can expect opposition. You can expect hostility. You can expect criticism. And you can expect obstruction in a world that is under the direction and under the sway of the spirit of Antichrist. But it is in such a world that you and I are called to walk even as He walked. We are to walk as Christ walked in an Antichrist world. That's going to make us stick out. That's going to cause people to notice. We live in an Antichrist world, and if you take the position of Jesus Christ, you are going to be noticed, and you are not going to be loved for the most part. You are not going to be appreciated. The world is not going to appreciate you telling them their need of Jesus Christ. Because we live in an Antichrist world. Everywhere we turn, there is a spirit of Antichrist with all of its deceptions. And the deceptions are many. With all of its perversions. And the spirit of Antichrist is always seeking to ambush us, to entrap us, to cut us off, to hem us in, to imprison us, and to hold us. And what are we to do? We are to walk even as Jesus Christ Himself walked. I'm telling you, the Christ life in an Antichrist world is not easy. It's not an easy life. But we live in an Antichrist world. And as this world is being prepared for the coming reign of the Antichrist, and everything is in line, everything is in order for the Antichrist to step forward today, the spirit of Antichrist prevails more today than it ever has. And we are to walk even as He walked. May we never, ever be caught up in the spirit of Antichrist. If you're around something for any length of time, it's easy to find yourself to get caught up in something. And we must make sure that we never get caught up in the spirit of Antichrist. It scares me, it horrifies me to hear God's people say concerning the ungodly, concerning the Antichrist crowd, well, they have a point. Well, that's scary. Or I can see their point of view. That's scary. That's scary when you can begin to see the point of view of the Antichrist world. It shows that you're getting caught up in the spirit. But we're to walk as Christ. Christ has left us footprints to follow. And it is those footprints that Jesus Christ has left us in an antichrist world. And I'm glad that even in an antichrist world that is trying to remove everything concerning Jesus Christ, everything concerning God, that those footprints are still visible today. And you see them everywhere. The footprints of Jesus Christ. And the footprints of Jesus Christ say, this is the way. Walk ye in it. In a world that is God-defying, in a world that is atheistical, our lives are to be patterned after Jesus Christ. So let's consider briefly the life that Jesus Christ lived. Because that is the life that you and I are to live in an antichrist world. Jesus Christ, everywhere he went, everything he did, for 33 years, he lived upon this earth as a manifestation, as a copy of God himself. And we are to walk even as he walked. That is our life. Is to be a manifestation. Our life is to be a copy of God. Not a manifestation of the spirit of Antichrist, but a manifestation of God. Jesus Christ was born like you and I, except without sin. He had a childhood. He grew up. He had a house that he grew up in. He had a family. He became weary. He became tired. He experienced hunger. He experienced thirst. He experienced sorrow. He experienced gladness. He experienced pain and suffering. But in it all, he manifested God. He was always the manifestation of God. For 33 years, wherever he went, whatever he did, he manifested God. Man could look at Jesus Christ and they could see what God was like in the person of Christ. And if we are to walk as he walked, that means people can look at our lives and see, not of course to the same degree as Christ, but they ought to be able to look at our lives and see what God is like. We're to walk even as he walked. In all places. In all circumstances. In whatever situation he was in. In whatever condition he was in. Jesus Christ showed forth God. And that is our privilege today in an antichrist world to live in a way that shows forth God. You want to be an irritant to the world? Show forth God. Again, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount that we are the salt of the earth. Now, salt has a lot of qualities. But one of the qualities of salt that many people do not think about is that it is an irritant. You pour salt into a wound and it's going to sting, it's going to hurt, it's going to irritate. And when a person in an Antichrist world lives like Christ, you become an irritant to the world. You become a bother to the world. When Jesus Christ was among his disciples, he manifested God. When Jesus Christ sat with the Pharisees and the sinners, he manifested God. When Jesus Christ was walking the streets, he manifested God. When Jesus Christ went into the synagogue, he manifested God. When he was amongst the enemies of God, he manifested God. When he was amongst the friends of God, he manifested God. No matter where he was, no matter what he was doing, he was the manifestation of God. And we are to walk even as he walked. In an Antichrist world, we are to manifest God. Jesus Christ lived his life against the opposition of the forces of hell. And we do the same. We do the same today. He also lived in an Antichrist world. And we live in an Antichrist world filled with opposition, filled with obstacles, but we are to be a manifestation of God. In a world that is under the sway and the direction of the spirit of Antichrist. Jesus Christ also served God. In a world of opposition, in a world of obstacles, Jesus Christ served God. And he did so without fanfare. And we are to do the same. We should not need encouragement from others. Well, I don't serve the Lord today because the pastor didn't properly encourage me. That's baloney. Or I didn't receive encouragement from other church members like I need it. You serve the Lord without fanfare. You serve God without encouragement. You serve God because you love him. Not because someone encouraged you to do so. Now, I'm not against encouragement. But we do not serve the Lord simply because someone encouraged us to do so. Those are the people that are serving God because someone encouraged them to do so. They are the ones who will quit as soon as they meet up with some discouragement. But Jesus Christ serve the Lord without fanfare. And in a world under the direction and sway of the spirit of Antichrist, in a world that is opposed to Jesus Christ, in a world that is against Jesus Christ, in a world that rivals Jesus Christ, in a world that is at enmity with Jesus Christ, and in a world that is quite unlike Jesus Christ, we must not expect to find encouragement in this world. But we must realize that we'll just serve Christ without the fanfare. We must not expect the world to cheer us on. The world to urge us on. You know, the day the Lord saved me, the first person I went and told about the Lord, I thought they'd be glad to hear it. But that wasn't the case at all. And that's not the case today. And I learned a long time ago that most people do not want to hear what Christ would have them to do. Most people do not want to hear what the Lord thinks or what the Lord says. They would rather hear what a man has said rather than what God says. We live in an Antichrist world, and we are expected to serve God in an Antichrist world. We must not expect the world's support. But even as Christ served without fanfare, so must we. He served encountering opposition. He served encountering resentment. He served encountering outrage. And you and I do the same. But we are to serve in a world that is under the direction of the spirit of Antichrist. He served in a world where he met criticism. Jesus Christ healed individuals and people criticized him for it. Jesus Christ helped individuals and he was criticized and there was opposition against him. And it was all in the name of religion. And we today live in a world where the spirit of Antichrist is prevalent, but we must serve. Well, you see also that Christ was obedient to the Father's will. And in a world, Jesus Christ, in a world of opposition, in a world of obstacles, was always obedient to God the Father. In the midst of hatred, in the midst of resentment, he voluntarily and cheerfully did the will of God. We live in a time where even our nation thinks that everybody ought to like us. Why don't they like us? What have we done? And people, individuals have the same attitude. Well, everybody ought to like me. Well, everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to love the United States of America. And everybody's not going to love you if you take the stand on the side of Jesus Christ. But we are to simply obey. In a world that is antichrist. In a world where enmity to God is prevalent. In a world where rebellion against God is prevalent. In a world that finds Jesus Christ to be unbearable, distasteful, and unappealing. We are to simply obey God. We are simply to do what God says. Jesus Christ obeyed God in things most difficult. Philippians 2 and verse 8 says that he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And the degree of difficulty does not determine, is not to be a determining factor in whether or not you will obey God. You are to obey God no matter how difficult the situation might be. And it'll always be difficult to obey God in a world that is under the direction and sway of the spirit of Antichrist. But we are called upon to obey God. And we're to do so as Christ did. He did so cheerfully. He did so voluntarily. He did so because he wanted to. And you and I ought to want to do what's right. We ought to want to obey Jesus Christ. We ought to want to please Jesus Christ in a world that is governed by the spirit of Antichrist. So no matter how difficult the task, our duty is simply to obey. But also Christ, he was obedient without any buy-in at all. He only was aiming at the glory of God. He did not seek, he did not court the honor of men. He did not seek to please men. He sought to please God. He sought to glorify God. And if you're trying to please men in an antichrist world, you're going to fail. Our goal should be, I want to glorify the Lord. I want to please the Lord. I want to do that which would honor God. But we live in a world where everything is about self. Everything is about self-promoting. But we're to serve God not for self, not for what we might get out of it, but simply because it pleases God. Because it honors Him. It glorifies Him. And in a world where the laws of God are thought to be, again, a nuisance, we are to cheerfully obey what God says. Christ also served from a passionate, fervent, zealous, wholehearted, intense, enthusiastic love to the Father. And we are to serve in an Antichrist world because we love God. Never be ashamed. Declare your love for God in an Antichrist world. Never be ashamed to declare your allegiance to Jesus Christ in an Antichrist world. We are to obey. Christ was diligent. He was intently set upon the work that God gave him to do. He said in John 9 and verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. In a world of opposition, in a world of obstacles, he was fully aware of what he was here for. He was fully aware of what he was here for, and he never, ever, none of us can say this, but he never, ever trifled away a moment. He never, ever trifled away an opportunity. And we're to walk as Christ walked. We trifle away so many moments. We trifle away so many opportunities. Jesus Christ is our example. He was earnest. He was persevering. And if you're going to serve God, if you're going to live a Christ life in an Antichrist world, you're going to have some perseverance. You're going to have some persistence, some zeal, some dedication, some commitment. You're going to have to be set apart for the work. And yes, you even got to be untiring. Just keep on going in the work of God. In a world that is diligently trying to reverse and undo everything that is of Christ, and in a world where you and I are surrounded by the spirit of Antichrist and bombarded with the spirit of Antichrist, and where we are constantly face to face with the spirit of Antichrist, you cannot go too far in any given day where you do not come face to face with the spirit of Antichrist. We need to be able to identify the spirit of Antichrist. You know why the Antichrist will have so much success? Because people will not be able to identify who he is. And the reason today that the spirit of Antichrist even prevails in Christian circles is because God's people do not recognize the very spirit of Antichrist. So Christ is our example of allegiance. He's our example of commitment. He's our example of loyalty to God. In a world under the direction and under the control of the spirit of Antichrist, we are to walk even as he walked. And Jesus Christ lived a holy life. He was without sin. You don't hear much today. And in a world run by the spirit of Antichrist, holiness is ridiculed. Holiness is mocked. In a world under the control of the spirit of Antichrist. If you ever mock or ridicule holiness, you have become a victim to the spirit of Antichrist. You are following the very spirit of Antichrist. So we as God's people, living in the last days of the last days, in a world immersed with the spirit of Antichrist, and in a world under the orchestration of the spirit of Antichrist, we are called upon to be conformed to the very image of Jesus Christ, to walk even as he walked. The world is not our pattern. Jesus Christ is our pattern. Jesus Christ is our prototype. He is the one that we are to follow. Always look, whatever situation you are in, whatever place you are in, always look for the footprints of Jesus Christ. And you follow the footprints. You follow the example that Jesus Christ has left you. And what a privilege we have today to live a Christ life in an anti-Christ world. Don't expect the world to pick you up. Don't expect encouragement from the world. You just manifest Jesus Christ in an antichrist world, and you'll please God. You'll bring honor to his name. You'll glorify his name. And that is our calling today, you and I that are saved. It is our calling to walk even as he walked. And you cannot use the world as an excuse. We're to live a Christ life in an antichrist world. Brother Larry, if you'd come and